This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Tuesday evening here at the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In just a little while, the president will be getting out and doing his State of the Union address. He's going to do a little emulation, too, a little plagiarizing, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. He does that all the time, anyway. At the 2012 Republican convention, Clint Eastwood addressed Barack Obama by speaking to an empty chair. And the left was very peeved off. You know, they were very upset. Obama campaign was very offended. And now Obama, the teleprompter thespian, plans to emulate Eastwood's stunt. The difference is that instead of this sort of exploitation of the living, the president totally or typically indulges in, this time it's a prop, he will exploit the dead by leaving an empty chair in the First Lady's skybox to represent those killed by gun violence. Based on what he had to say to 20,000 participants during a recent Organizing for Action conference call, the empty chair is necessary because he feels, although deceased, victims of gun violence need to be seen and understood. We already know that part of his eight-year repertoire that this president never hesitates to manipulate to further a policy initiative. That's why in his last State of the Union address, he's going to stress that if one loses a life because of a gun, it means something to this country. So although the vacant seat next to the First Lady could be a safe spot to place one of her $5,000 designer handbags, it will not be that. It will tell the victim's stories, and it will honor their memory and remind every single one of our representatives that it's their responsibility to do something. Speaking of representatives during this joint session, he probably won't be taking any opportunities to thank the armed security for protecting and preserving the lives of every politician occupying a filled seat in the House chamber. And his fake show will undoubtedly be about as heart-rending as his recent display of crocodile tears. But one thing is for certain, the people the president won't refer to in this memorial are those who have died as a result of progressive ideals and goals being advanced. He won't mention Border Patrol Agent Brian Terry. It's unlikely he will venerate Brian's death at the State of the Union. Brian was shot and killed in 2010 with a gun provided to Mexican drug cartels by the Obama administration's failed Fast and Furious operation. It is important to Barack Obama that the death of Brian Terry be seen and understood, is it? I mean, according to the president, does Brian's premature death mean something to this country? He will be clear about how he feels about empty chairs, but where's his memorial to the empty boots that belong to any serviceman? But let's take Chris Kyle. You know, he And his friend, Chad Littlefield, he was shot in the back in cold blood by a former Marine at a shooting range. Despite his service to the country, Obama had never acknowledged his death, nor did he find time to put his golf clubs down long enough to attend his funeral. As a matter of fact, you probably got to meet a Kyle for the first time when Tara Kyle stood up and questioned him at his little dog and pony show town hall the other day. What about Glenn Doherty and Tyrone Woods, the two former operators that died in Benghazi? And every soldier whose blood has been poured out in vain thinks of these failed policies. Does this mean anything to this commander-in-chief? How about in his memorial empty chair to show every victim of an illegal alien who currently is not sitting in the chair, but because of open borders and a lax immigration policy, they lie in a grave. How about that? Could we? What about Kate Steinle, 32-year-old woman, strolling Pier 14 in San Francisco with her father, Jim, shot in the back with a stolen .40-caliber handgun by Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez and the illegal felon, 5 times deported, 7 times convicted, still wandering around loose in a sanctuary city. What about this? Does that matter? Does it mean something to the country? But then again, based on his immigration stance and his excuse-making for radical Islam, during the State of the Union, it might be in the president's best interest to avoid mentioning the violent extremists skulking around in the U.S., killing cops in the name of Allah, mowing down unarmed military, and blowing away defenseless citizens. It might be best for him not to concede to the empty chairs that will be needed to accommodate the deaths resulting from his dogged effort to impose an influx of ISIS-infiltrated refugees upon the American people. In the meantime, while honoring and lamenting losses caused by guns in Charleston and Sandy Hook, Oak Creek, Tucson, and Aurora, to avoid looking like a complete fraud, he best remember, or disremember, you know, the gun violence perpetrated on the victims of Nidal Hassan at Fort Hood, or Muhammad Yusuf Abdullah Aziz in Chattanooga, or the fatalities visited upon the 14 people in San Bernardino by the K-1 visa and the jihadi bride, Tashfeen Malik. And amid all of his constant speechifying, couldn't he fill up the entirety of the House chamber by looking at a bunch of little empty cribs? Couldn't he look at those? Has he ever pointed those out? Because this president doesn't want the 44,000 victims a day killed in abortion clinics with his approval to be seen and understood. That's why he doesn't do it. Nor does Planned Parenthood's biggest defender want any of us to understand the tremendous impact that the absence of 60 million human beings means to this country. So when he is letting his little tears come down his little eyes again, he's wiping them with his little hands and everything. And he points to the empty chair and the special people skybox and the State of the Union address. It's important for us to remember that the uninhabited seat represents a small select minority consisting of dead Americans whose demise has value only because their death advances his agenda. Either way, a stadium full of empty chairs is not enough to accommodate his narcissistic empty rhetoric. That's why at this year's State of the Union address, murder patrol, border patrol agents and victims killed in the name of Islam will not be esteemed. Nor will the cop shot in the head by a black assailant named Ismail Abdullah Brinsley, nor the innocent citizen slain by the illegals currently walking the streets of America with this president's approval. Symbolism means nothing. Selective memory is very telling. We deserve better. All of America deserves better than this cat. And the countdown is now. He has less than a year left in office, and it won't go fast enough, and it won't come soon enough. And maybe we can have some of that na-na-na-na goodbye stuff happening when the next one is inaugurated. We will be right back. We'll be right back. education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, one of the problems that Europe had after World War II, there was parts of Europe that had been occupied. There were parts of Europe that had been the occupiers. The occupiers apparently are racked with all kinds of guilt, apparently, because of what they're doing to themselves. But the occupied are doing the same thing. We should all obviously be horrified by the New Year's Eve atrocities in Germany and elsewhere in Europe. But I'm having a hard time dealing with the horror because I'm actually sort of, and I'm disturbed at myself for feeling this way. I'm happy that this is happening. I'm happy that this is making the news. I'm happy that everybody's looking up and they're seeing the absolute barbarism coming out of these folks. I watched some video today, and apparently this is a game, and I've got the game written down somewhere, but this is a game they do whenever there's going to be a big crowd of people, Islamic men do this. I saw some video of this happening in Egypt, and the only way they could get the guys off of this woman, and there was like 20 guys just surrounding this woman, swarming this woman, was to take a makeshift flamethrower and fire that at them repeatedly, and they would come off of her long enough to dodge the flames, and then they'd be right back. It is, and I mean, just getting them off of her, I would have emptied one magazine and reloaded and emptied that, just for that one woman, just for that one. In, you know, each new Muslim atrocity gets us closer to the point where our useless, conceited ruling class either does something about the problem, or gives way to a new ruling class. And this is according to the Iacocca rule of lead. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. I mean, this is just the way of things. Our ruling class said to themselves, after World War II, that only wise people like them could put the genie of fascism and extreme nationalism back in the bottle. So national identity had to be neutralized by wise, very wise, supranational elite. And they were wrong. Fascism and the hunger for a strong leader is the natural instinct of humans when their current conceited rulers have royally or presidentially or administratively or supranationally screwed up. Like right now. Now, back to the Muslim rapists. We're in the final stages as humans of a stunning social revelation that has utterly transformed our society. At a very superficial level, it means that nubile young women get to totter around Cologne on New Year's Eve in high heels wearing clothes that provocatively advertise how nubile they are. And nobody harms them. Nobody harms them. In any other instance, that's okay. That's accepted now. Do you understand how amazing that is? Think back to the good old hunter-gatherer days. In that time, all young men enrolled in the gang that would from time to time launch a dawn raid on the neighboring tribe, kill all the men, rape all the women. Think Romulus and Remus and the rape of the Sabine women. In those days, according to Steven Pinker and the Better Angels of Our Nature, the homicide rate was 500-ish per 100,000 per year. When we read on Breitbart of the culture of Taharush, of young Muslim men from Egypt to Europe, swarming around young women and assaulting them in public places. This is their game they play. Taharush. Certainly reads like a deja vu for the old hunter-gatherer dawn raids all over again, doesn't it? Now, here's the problem. For the Stone Age jihadis, this trip down memory lane, going back, you know, back to their roots, at some point, that's going to add... you know, end really badly for them. After that time came the agricultural revolution. Most young men stopped being warriors and learned how to plow fields. War became the speciality of the marcher lords. The homicide rate declined to 50-ish per 100,000 per year. Then came the Industrial Revolution, and nearly all men were socialized to wage labor and careers. Soldiers became military bureaucrats, and the homicide rate declined to 5 per 100,000. As we have become more advanced, the rate of death has declined by an order of magnitude since the agricultural high Middle Ages. How did we do this? We did it in spite of ourselves, because all along the way, whether we're talking about Bill Sykes and Dickensian London or the Irish in Boston and New York, the waves of Italians and Poles and Jews that poured into the U.S. cities before World War I, everybody knew that the last immigrant wave, with its crudity, its gangs, its violence, its backwardness, they were going to destroy civilization as we knew it. But it didn't. Because here's the real miracle, if you will. We civilized the backward country folk, the city ways, in spite of nostalgic movements led by a rich young man eager to teach the immigrants to the city to stick to their old ways. Think Marxism that proposed an egalitarian community that never was, a national socialism that proposed a return to blood and land that could never be, and a labor movement that proposed a culture of worker intimidation instead of cooperation. Now we have leaders who watch as something as primitive as Taharush or Taharash, however they pronounce it, because I'm not Islamic. That is okay. This is coming from the same culture where it's okay to take and rape young men. And we're supposed to sit back and watch this happen and do nothing. I'm not going to do nothing. This is not like courtship. The girls of Cologne were not charmed. They were savage. They were groped. They were terrified. They were looking for any man that was not of an immigrant or of Middle Eastern descent or African. Any one of those guys, they wanted to stand beside them. And when they could find one, then, eventually, that guy got attacked, too. Taharush is for losers. And if we don't do something about it, we will be bigger losers. And we will be right back. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317. No, it isn't. 877-807-4048. See, I was going back to my old ways. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now. About 20 minutes ago, 365 days ago, I smoked my last cigarette. And I'm going to relive this because some of you may be doing the same thing to yourselves. And it has nothing to do with guns. Second Amendment, nothing to do with that. In order for you to be watching out, in order for you to be combat ready, in order for you to defend anything, you have to be here. You have to be physically here in order to do this. 5 minutes ago, 365 days ago, some pain began in the center of my chest that felt like somebody was hitting me with a hatchet with a sharp side. And it was happening every time my heart beat. So it was happening a lot. And I had been I had actually gone in at, when I was at Fort Campbell, I'd gone through the Combat Lifesaver course 3 or 4 different times because I was fascinated by stuff. Same stuff that you take over and over again, but I was fascinated by the medical side of it. And I knew exactly what was happening. I did not know how severe it was. The pain, the very sharp pain, was coming from the fact that my heart, two ventricles going into my heart. I was born with something called a lower branch bundle blockage, which somehow or other I managed to be in the martial arts for 20 years in the military and all these other things. That never, ever showed itself. Never, ever showed the irregularity. It's one of those things that I just, you know, just managed to get through. And this particular evening, a year ago today, I had smoked one too many cigarettes. I had spent one too many days not being up and about. I had not taken care of myself. I had a bunch of cholesterol in my arteries. And then I smoked, and then I tightened the arteries up around that congealed junk. And simultaneously, in stereo, Widowmakers erupted, going in and coming out, partially because the lower branch bundle blockage had caused my heart to elongate. It actually tried to grow away from it, and it narrowed the ventricles going into my heart. It was quite a primitive feeling, because at a certain point, when your heart is, my heart was getting enough blood to pump, and that was about it. I was coming to a point to where that was going to stop very shortly, and I didn't know exactly when that was going to be, but everything began to slow down, and I began to feel like when I was speaking with sludge, and when I was hearing things and seeing things, it was very different, and I tried to run away from it. It was very primitive. Something in my brain that was dimming tried to get me to run away from it, but there was no running away from it. My body temperature was soaring. It was January the 12th, and I'm standing outside with my shirt off, trying to cool off. Then some stuff started to happen, and I knew this was getting bad. I could feel it, you know, its instinct began to take over. And I said, let's go. And I thought about calling a ambulance, and it was a good idea not to. And I'll tell you why. We rode to the hospital. My wife drove me. As soon as we got in the parking lot, I knew that my time was coming. I knew my time was coming, and I didn't run because I was incapable of running, but I got from the car to inside the emergency room, and about, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet from the desk, I was done. I was done. I could go no further. I looked at the nurse, who was a young lady, and I said, I'm having a heart attack. I'm having chest pain. And somebody hit me in the back with a chair. And they took me off into one of the rooms, and as they were trying to do they're hooking me all up and everything, trying to figure out what's going on. They did this really rapidly, and they went through a whole bunch of different scenarios, like in instantaneously. We knew it was really bad because normally when you take glycerin, it lessens the pain and everything, and I was in such duress that when I took the glycerin, I began to vomit. Knowing what I know about what is good and bad about, you know, being medically, which I've always had a blood pressure issue and this issue and that issue. And I was overweight, which I'm still overweight. I'm still working on that. I smoked. I didn't exercise. I didn't eat well. I knew that those vital signs were vital. And I looked over there to the left at the vital signs. And as I'm looking at them, all of a sudden, they start to crash. And I turned, because I'm a wise guy sometimes, I turned to say, wow, that's not good.
And on my way, turning my head, I died. If I had waited on an ambulance, that would have happened in my kitchen. They took and they hit some switches and inflated a bunch of cuffs and started doing some other stuff. I don't know what they did. I know that I had cuffs that were all of a sudden awake. And it was sort of like RoboCop, you know, when you turn RoboCop back on and the lights come up and everything and you can see again. I don't know really how long that was. 4 days later, they cracked my chest open and did a dull bypass. So, I'm very pleased to be here tonight. The surgery didn't go swimmingly well. My lungs, I had not been a smoker very long, but I smoked really a lot, and my lungs didn't want to start to inflate. So where most people wake up, I think in like anywhere from 8 to 16 hours, I was down for 51. So. But I'm here. So, very pleased to be here. In about 18 minutes, this will be ringing up the time that, and I won't bring it up again. I'm done with it now. We will be right back.
Taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Moving on. Back. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Tuesday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com.
Let's go to the phones. Kakarot is there. He wants to talk about the heart. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Sensei. How are we doing today?
We're just trying to cope, you know.
Tickled pink that everything is fine and dandy with you.
Yeah.
I know what it's like. I'm going to give you a brief history of what I went through. I was born with what was called ventricular septal defect.
Okay.
Meaning my right ventricle had a hole in it about the size of a dime. So I was getting way too much blood in my lungs. I was actually drowning to death.
Wow.
I stuttered so bad I couldn't put two words together. It was impossible. At 10 years old, you should be, 4.5 foot, maybe 5 foot at 10. I was about 3.5 foot tall. Pale, sickly, couldn't go outside and play to any amount. I mean, I couldn't run around my house without almost feeling like, I would walk home from school, which our school was about a half mile from the house, walk home from school and have to go to bed for about 3 hours.
Right.
So I was, you know, wore out. Anyways, because I was an Air Force baby, took us to the Air Force doctor, his name was Dr. Clements. I'm sure he's passed away by now. That was back in the 60s. And sure enough, had a heart murmur. Got in touch with a surgeon named Thomas Yeh out of Savannah. That's where we were at, was Savannah, Georgia, Hunter Army Air Force Base. Said, yep, sure enough, we're going to work on them. So they cracked my chest open at the tender age of 10.
Wow.
So I was dead. I was like you. The only thing keeping me alive was the grace of God. Took out my heart, required zero blood. They did it so cleanly, I required no extra blood. Put it back in me, jump-started me with the with the jumper cables.
Yeah.
When I woke up in the oxygen tent, of course, you know, I had a big tube in my mouth and everything, and pulled out the tube, I started talking to my mother. And first thing she noticed, she just looked at me and her eyes got really, really big. She said, "Do you hear yourself?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "You're not stuttering anymore." Well, come to find out, the doctors kind of put two and two together, said, "Well, my speech problem was because I was not getting enough oxygen to my brain." Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Now I can't shut up. Every time I hear of someone with either a severe speech problem or who's had heart surgery, whether it be like yours or little babies born with the same thing I had or whatever else, it touches my heart. Because when I was 4 years old, I had a reoccurring high temperature.
Right.
My mother didn't realize she was giving me strep throat. She was a carrier. So every time she would taste our food, she didn't give me strep throat. So anyway, I had 105 temperature for just going on weeks. And I walked in the bedroom one day. I just stood beside the bed. And my mama said, what's wrong? Well, I held my hands out like you would be cupping water in your hands.
Right.
I said, "Jesus did this and took away my temperature." Now, this is for a four-year-old.
Right.
And she touched me, and sure enough, I had no more temperature. I was not sick anymore. So, different things in my life have told me that there's a greater good out there than just myself.
I'll tell you the thing that struck me about this past year for me, Tony, is that I've told this story before. When I joined the military, I had lived beside this guy that was a record spinner, and he was a newlywed. I was a newlywed, and you know I had heard of him, and it was sort of cool to live next door to him. And then I got older, and I joined the military, and I moved away. And when I came back, he was a conservative talker on a local radio station that was at that time, I think, called WFBC, which became something called WORD.
Mr. Russ Kessler.
That's right. And he was the inspiration. You know, I would listen to him and say to myself, if I ever get a chance, I think I could at least do as good as he is. And when I got into radio, and I just wanted to see him one time, just to shake his hand and say thanks for that inspiration that gave me enough gumption to just give everything up and say, let me take a shot at this. And of course, in October of 2014, he died of the same heart attack I had.
Yep.
And now, as you know, from time to time, I sit in the very same chair that he used to occupy. So it's this year has been full for me. This has been 2015 was a very full year for me. It was a ride. It was a ride back, and it's good to be back, and it's, very, very shortly, it's just going to continue to get better. It's gotten better with GCN. WORD is going to enter the fray. Things are just going the up and up. I get a kick out of it. It's good. It's good to have survived. So.
It makes you get your priorities in order.
Yeah, it does, and for some people that don't quite understand it, you should really take our word for it.
Yeah, it does make it
because if you don't take our word for it and you wait to see for yourself exactly what we're talking about, it is one of the scariest epiphanies you're ever going to have. Keep the big truck shiny side up.
Yes, sir, and I hope to hear you many, many more years to come.
Oh, yeah, me too. Thanks, Tony. Thank you.
God bless you, man.
All right. We're going to come to the end of this hour before I can really start in anything. I appreciate him calling in and talking about that. It really behooves you now to look. If you're a guy and you're taking blood pressure medication or you've got fluid around your ankles or something or you're taking Viagra or something, you have a circulation problem. That's a cardio issue. That's the canary singing in the coal mine. if you further smoke and you're not exercising and you don't eat well or something like that, you have the trifecta from hell. And it's going to sneak up on you. And ladies, it seems to hit ladies harder than it hits men. Because I had a lot of ladies in my rehab group that were, they just had to work to try to get back. And getting back is the hardest thing. But it is easier once you've been through everything here because you want to get back. But believe me when I tell you, and I'm not saying this because I feel bittersweet or anything. I mean, widowmakers don't happen. I was the widowmaker. I made the widowmaker. It didn't just happen to me. I made it. Being a member of my club sucks. Being a member of the, having the scar running down the middle of your chest is horrible. Rehabbing is horrible. 90 days not being able to pick up a gallon of milk is horrible. All of that stuff is horrible. Take my word for it. Get out there right now today. It's a new year. Go join a gym. Start walking. Stop drinking so damn many sodas. Give up the cigarettes. Start vaping. Vaping is better for you than cigarettes. And if you're going to vape, don't vape with cigarette flavors because it's easier to go back to cigarettes. Vape with something like Tutti Frutti or something. Do something because everybody out there, unless you're completely alone in your life, has somebody right now that cares about you. And being dead was peaceful, but the damage to the family is not worth it. It's not worth it. Not till your time. Not till your time. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.